what would you say to someone who has never experienced this before?
Okay, so Symphony in the Flint Hills is all about heightening the appreciation and knowledge of the Flint Hills Tallgrass Prairie. This is an annual iconic event that brings between 5 and 7,000 people out to the Flint Hills, immersing into the prairie, and it's an all-day event. And so this offers all different types of activities for all ages. There's covered wagon rides. There are prairie pavilions or tents where we feature speakers and guests, the ranch owners who are providing this day for us on their private ranch. And so there are plenty of activities. There's an art auction. There is a retail opportunity for folks to engage in. This year's event is themed on the celebration of 150 years of the Chisholm Trail. That theme is about driving the American West. And so this shares the story of the trail and the mission of Symphony in the Flint Hills together with audiences that really reach nationwide and sometimes at the global scale. We have visitors who come in from all over the world for this annual event.
I've been to Symphony in the Flint Hills three times now. And the thing that always strikes me is that it always kind of follows that same framework, but it's never exactly the same thing year in, year out.
Exactly. So one of the special, I think, the special experience of this is that we do go to different sites every year. So this is our 12th year. And we are hosted, like I said before, with private ranch owners. And a couple of years we did host it at our national park here in Chase County as well. And so it gives a different flavor and a different feeling of the topography of the land. And it's all about celebrating this unique landscape of the Flint Hills. It's one of the last remaining grassland landscapes in the world, and that's what we're about, is being able to help people appreciate and understand how special this landscape is for the world, really.
Tickets go on sale this weekend. How do people get those?
They do go on sale this weekend. It's a very exciting time. In past years, we've sold out in as little as a couple of hours. So we're really excited about this Saturday. The ticket information is that beginning at 10 a.m., tickets will go on sale. Adults are $90 plus tax. Child tickets are $50 plus tax. And you can get the tickets in person at the Kansas City Symphony box office in downtown Kansas City or in Wichita at the Great Plains Nature Center located in Chisholm Creek Park.
You mentioned that it sells out in as little as 2 hours. With an event like this that is outdoors where you have really so much space at your disposal, what constitutes sold out?
So we have 5,000 general admission tickets for sale, and we consider sold out when that 5,000 when the 5,000 tickets are sold. We also offer a very unique opportunity. They're called our patron packages, and this gives folks a very exclusive experience as a VIP for the event. And we have a very limited amount of those tickets and those packages available as well. That gives you up-close seating, reserved seating. You have a special dinner in the VIP tent at the event. It just comes with a great sense of care and kind of prestige around the event. And we only have 80 packages left at that ticket level. So if you can't get GA tickets and you'd like to be a special part of the event in that way, then there's a very short window to get tickets at that level as well. And I should say this year we're hosting a very special guest artist. It's Michael Martin Murphy. He's going to entertain us with his theme songs from the Old West. And it's a really great fit to have an artist like Michael Martin Murphy with us because he is so passionate for conservation of grasslands and has a deep appreciation for the landscape.
I know in the past that Lyle Lovett was there just a few years ago. Who are some of the names that have been involved with Symphony over the years?
In past years, we've had special guest stars. We've had Lyle Lovett, and he was with us two separate concert years, hosted here in Chase County. And then we had Peter Coyote. He's a movie star and famously known as the dad in E.T. but he has a really great kind of recording voice, so he read for us. And then we had one year Paul Winter consort with Eugene Friesen, and he's a Grammy Award-winning cellist.
If someone wants to learn more about what you do, whether we're talking signature events or otherwise, how would they go about learning more?
The best way to reach us is online, and anyone can access tickets or get more information about the organization as a whole at symphonyintheflinthills.org. And our office number is 620-273-8955.
And one more time, how do folks get tickets and when do they go on sale?
Tickets go on sale for the general public this Saturday at 10 a.m., both in person at the Kansas City Symphony box office or at the Great Plains Nature Center. And you can also access tickets online, again, at symphonyintheflinthills.org. Just come join us and help us celebrate our mission of heightening appreciation and knowledge of our very iconic Flint Hills Tallgrass Prairie.